that they have established is to secure the continuity of their dominations, of their corrupt domination. The world should be led by the peoples of the world, based on justice, on brotherhood, on faith. And the only way out of this problem is for the nations of the world to unite, to have demonstrations against the aggressors and the arrogance, until we can uproot the ideas, the beliefs that they can kill people and not be held responsible for them. Also, I would like to talk to the governments of the world. Well, the nations of the world know their responsibilities. The people of the world are doing what they should do. Some of the governments also acted well, some of them not so well. And some of them acted badly, and some of them very badly. I would like to thank the governments that severed their ties with Israel. And we, all the freedom-seeking countries of the world, should support these governments, these brave governments, progressive nations, to cut off ties, especially by the people in our region and also Islamic countries, is the minimum expectation of the nations of the world. The rich companies and also rich nations should sever their trade relations with Israel. They should stop trading with Israel. Those who use or buy goods from Israel, the money they pay for it were turned into bullets, into phosphorus bombs that kill innocent people. Let me break some news to you. I just heard that Israelis are using bullets that, when hit the body, actually tears the body apart from within. It makes you blind and deaf, and the vessels in the eyes and the ears burst. We should all know that commercial relations with Israel is tantamount to having a hand in the killing of innocent people, even innocent women and children. Today, as I said, the people of the world are vigilant. They know what different countries are doing, and we should all clarify our positions towards the actions of Israel. We are all held responsible by people and also by God. We should all clarify our positions. We are either on the side of the righteous people and the oppressed and friendship and peace, or we are siding with crime and criminals and invaders. I would also like to speak to the people who are in the occupied lands, living under the domination of the Zionist regime. Whatever religion they have, I think it's time they asked the Israeli regime why the people of Gaza should be treated such. Why should the people of Lebanon should be so treated? Why should we treat people who have been created by God, the best creatures of God? Why should innocent children die? We have to ask these questions and demand answers. I'm talking to the people of the region, the Jews, the Christians, the Muslims, all those who have a speck of humanity still in them. They should come to the streets, they should demonstrate against these crimes. And also, I would like to speak to the soldiers fighting for their Zionist commanders. I would like to tell them that I know that among them there are people who are not satisfied with what they're doing. They are against the commands being given to them, that they are tired of the situation. Why should they kill innocent people? For what reason? You can protest and you can defy these orders given to you. And finally, by the grace of God, the situation in the region and in the world is changing fast, and the Israeli regime should not think that their actions are going to have positive results for them. The future political geography, whatever it may look like, for sure will be a far cry from what America, England, and their allies have in their minds. Whatever it is, it will show and indicate the hatred of the people of the world towards aggression and towards arrogance. Thank you very much, and I apologize if I spoke at length. Thank you, Mr. President, for your very useful comments. Before we go to the questions, as for the procedure, well, we have the different representatives of the media registered here, and they will ask their questions in the corresponding order. And each person can ask only one question, and do not ask repeated questions. From Quds News Agency, and then from Moj News Agency. Good afternoon, sir. Mr. President, why after the 20 days of the events in Gaza, we haven't witnessed any kind of a meeting of the heads of Islamic nations in order to respond to this? Well, the reason is quite clear. The reason is the intervention of different kind, interference rather, of different countries that are trying to drive a wedge between the countries of the region. And right now they are doing their best so that this unity would not form, and they're exercising different kinds of pressure so that this conference of the heads of Islamic regions does not take place. Today, we will have some talks with the head of the Islamic organizations, and we hope that the conference, I mean, the basis of the conference is to support the people of Palestine. Ms. Mahdivar from Moj, and after that from Mehr News Agency. Good afternoon, sir. My question relates to investment in the country. We know that our priority is production and the different kinds of crisis, the economic crisis that we have in the world. It has created some kind of hopelessness in our investors and our producers. What do you have to say about different solutions of the government to give the